Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Daughter of Time by Josephine Tay. Published in 1951, today's book is all about history, lies, and passion. Grant is a Scotland Yard detective stuck in hospital, laying on his back looking at the ceiling all day. Completely bored, he flips through all the books his friends have brought him and can't find a single one he wants to read. Then one of his friends, Marta, brings him a folder filled with the portraits of people's faces. At Scotland Yard, Grant is known for having a knack with faces. He can tell a criminal when he sees one. Intrigued, Grant scours through all the faces until he finds one in particular. The picture of a king whose face seems incongruous with their reputation. The portrait is of Richard III, the evil hunchbacked Tudor king who killed the princes in the Tower. Grant becomes fascinated by Richard's face and begins to doubt that Richard would be the type of man who would be capable of such wickedness. Recalling his school history lessons, he then calls for help from his nurses and friends to bring him more history books and researches the life of Richard and the princes in the Tower. Grant begins to see the flaws in the legend of Richard III, and eventually Grant needs help which he can't find in books. Marta arranges for a young American research assistant from the British Library to visit Grant, and together the two of them delve deeper into the mystery. Using his skills as a modern-day detective, has Grant found the truth about the innocence of Richard III from his hospital bed? The Daughter of Time is an unusual crime story, a detective investigating a crime from 500 years earlier from the confines of his hospital bed. And yet somehow I was gripped by Grant and his investigation. While the book is rich in historical detail, the information is outlined in interesting ways without bogging down the story. It might be helped by the fact that the dialogue of this book is extremely witty and clever. Grant himself is a gruff and impatient man, making the lives of his nurses difficult as he grumbles and whines. However, the mystery of Richard grips him, and this obsession to find the truth helps Grant recover physically as well as occupy him mentally. Carradine, the researcher from the British Library, is a keen young man, described as a woolly lamb. He becomes Grant's feet on the ground, gathering more information and relaying it back to Grant with great excitement as they unravel the 500-year-old mystery. The two detectives rifle through the accounts of the past, finding gaps and errors and obvious biases. They build a picture of Richard as a well-liked, reasonable king and cast their attention to Henry VII as a potential culprit. Grant asks himself the question he asks in all his murder investigations: who has the most to gain from the murder? So if you like historical mysteries, infamous kings, grumpy detectives and eager researchers, I recommend The Daughter of Time by Josephine Tay. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.